about your giant size appetites?
That is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, we've got Cullen Jenkins off guard. We'll look back at the history of the New York Giants as they celebrated 90 years of Giants football this past season. But to get things started, our legacy interview with number 56, Lawrence Taylor.
Freak, phenomenal, just a phenom. He was just greatness personified. I mean, this guy did things that we'd never imagined could be done. I mean, his speed, catching a running back, I mean, a quality all-pro running back from the backside, his power, running over 300-pound offensive linemen as if though they were figurines, you know, intimidating quarterbacks to the point where, you know, they wouldn't call signals until they found out where it was 56. He rewrote the entire book, and this guy never let up.
Lawrence Taylor joined the Giants in 1981 as a highly touted linebacker out of the University of North Carolina. LT would make an immediate impact, taking the league by storm and terrorizing opposing offenses.
On the football field, I felt that my level of play or my ability was pretty far up there. And you know, the things that I could do, they couldn't do. They just couldn't do. It's something when you know that they can't do what you do.
Lawrence would be named Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he would form a special bond with then-Giants defensive coordinator Bill Parcells.
Well, it's my guy, you know. We came together as assistant, and he was a young draft choice and catalytic player, dynamic, easy to coach. That was the great thing about Lawrence. You teach him something, he can take it right with him. Your job when you get a player like that is to let the talent flourish.
Be more aggressive on that special now. They'll come back with that. You know that slant counter there?
Yeah.
Kick it over.
Once you're hot, play that.
Yeah.
Kick it. Go, Lauren. Kick it over.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
I think the enthusiasm I brought to the New York Giants. I think that's one thing I brought to the table.
Son, y'all gotta do better than this.
And I played at a high level, and the guys around me started to fall into that.
Taylor immediately became the heart of a ferocious Giants defense, and he, along with fellow linebackers Brian Kelly, Brad Van Pelt, and Harry Carson, formed a frightening unit that garnered an even scarier nickname.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence, and myself, you know, we were the crunch bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. And you just felt like you could just smack people around.
The core of our defense were our linebackers, you know, and it became exciting and fun to just match my talent with these guys, and we made each other better, just made each other better.
Coming off their loss to the Bears in the 1985 playoffs, LT and the Giants were hungry and poised to make a Super Bowl run in 1986.
We had a really good football team. Phil was playing solid. Our defense was impeccable. I mean, our defense was killing.
With LT leading the way, the Giants would have an amazing season, steamrolling through the competition.
It was like a man playing with boys.
Taylor would have one of the greatest seasons the NFL has ever seen, recording a league-best 20 and a half sacks.
I see the game different. I mean, I look at the game in attack mode.
LT would be named NFL MVP in 1986, and he's the only defensive player to win the award in the last 43 years.
He was a great competitor. The energy he had drove the team forward. And, you know, I'm still looking for that next Lawrence Taylor. I haven't seen that guy.
The Giants' dominant season earned them home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and their first opponent would be the San Francisco 49ers.
That was a good old-fashioned butt-whipping right there. I mean, we knew we had the best team.
Throws wildly, intercepted. Here goes Taylor.
So now you get the Redskins, third meeting with them. Wind is blowing. Parcells takes the wind, lets them have the ball. Was there any doubt in your mind with that game?
That was the best performance I've ever seen. Far as physical football, you don't get no more physical than that. But we allowed ourselves to enjoy that win because when that game was over, the crowd went crazy. Giant fans threw that confetti out there. It was unbelievable.
At Super Bowl 21 in Pasadena, LT and the Giants' defense would face their biggest challenge, needing a goal line stand as Denver threatened to score and increase their lead late in the first half.
We said it in the huddle, man. Listen, hey, they do not pass this line, you know. And Harry, George Marshall, Leonard Marshall, everybody went in on those plays. And the thing about after that goal line stand and we go into the locker room, we realize we're only down 1 point. But just like we do that year, third quarter was our quarter, and we came up and spanked.
Phil Simms obviously had a record that still stands, 22 of 25. How happy were you for him to see him perform like that in that spot?
I mean, that's what he does. He took control of that offense, and every time he throws a touchdown, I'm out there to congratulate him, because when Phil is on, he's a very, very, very good player.
Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
That year, you know, listen, we was truly the best team on the planet, bar none.
You enjoy that Lawrence Taylor segment? Make sure you join us next week as we bring you part two of the Lawrence Taylor Legacy interview. When we come back, we'll dial back some of the 90-year history of the New York Giants when we return after this here on Giants Access Blue. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants have a rich history that dates back to 1925. We're going to look back at part of the 90-year history of the New York Giants, starting with 1970. In the early 70s, the Giants made a couple of runs. But one of the things that was synonymous between 1970 and 75 was the transition of the Giants from their various homes, as we look back at the history of the Big Blue.
In 1969, Alex Webster would succeed Allie Sherman and take over as head coach of the New York Giants. The move was applauded by everyone, and the players responded by winning in Big Red's very first game, carrying their victorious leader off the field.
Alex came in, we had a pretty good team in the beginning, and 1970 came along, we picked, Ron Johnson came over from Cleveland, and I was the fullback and Ron was the running back, and he was the first 1,000-yard gainer. Fran Tarkin had a great year. Franny was unbelievable in what he could do with the football. Bob Tucker had a great year as a tight end. Our defense really played well, Spider and those guys, so 70 was a good year.
Webster would win Coach of the Year honors in 1970, and the decade looked promising thanks to a potent offense that featured players like tight end Bob Tucker.
The fun of the game for me was to catch the ball and run with it. And at that time, if you have a tight end that could get down the field, get deep, get to the post, get to the corner, get over the middle, you drive a defense crazy if they have to cover you. So we had this system. We had this West Coast offense, so to speak. So Fran would spread it around, but he hit the backs, he hit the tight end. We were here, we were in there. And we had a good offensive scheme, and we were up and down the field. We were geared to score in, you know, 6, 8, 10 plays. And Tarkenton was great as a quarterback, as a general, because Fran would just pick you apart. And if that was there, he'd take it. And when you covered that, then he would take it where you left. It was an exciting time.
Running back Ron Johnson would be the team's workhorse in the decade, becoming the first Giant to ever rush for over 1,000 yards, a feat he accomplished twice in 3 years. Johnson ranked 7th all-time on the Giants' career rushing list.
Ron Johnson, what a great guy, and what a great running back, and great pass receiver. Ron could catch the ball. He was great.
The early 1970s ushered in a new era of ferocious defensive players for the Giants, led by number 64 defensive tackle John Mendenhall out of Grambling University.
I was drafted in, 71, third round. Never forget it, you know. As a rookie, I became a starter. I played defensive tackle for a little while in the game. Then most of the time on passing downs, I was a defensive end. But that's how I think why I got drafted, because I was a pass rusher.
In 1973, the Giants would draft a talented linebacker out of Michigan State in the second round of the draft. And Brad Van Pelt would go on to terrorize opposing offenses en route to becoming the Giants' player of the decade in the 70s.
Brad is a player who was naturally gifted. His play on the football field was something that was, I think, special. Super player. I mean, he went to, I think, five or six Pro Bowls. And he really should be mentioned for the Hall of Fame at some point.
Complimenting Van Pelt was fellow linebacker Brian Kelly, who the Giants also added to the squad in 73.
That was the years of Brad Van Pelt, Brian Kelly. All of those guys were what we call building blocks. They were the foundation of good, solid defense.
In 1973, the Giants said goodbye to Yankee Stadium as they moved into the collegiate confines of Connecticut's Yale Bowl. Alex Webster retired at season's end, and the Giants would name Bill Arnsparger as the ninth head coach in franchise history. Arnsparger was coming off back-to-back Super Bowl championships as the defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins.
We're a football team that has to look for the future. Bill can build, and he did with Don Shula in Miami. He did it with marginal ball players. They call it the no-name defense. I hope he's going to have a name for our defense.
Although the franchise continued to experience more lean years, the defense would steadily grow stronger throughout the decade. And in the 11th round of the 1975 draft, the Giants selected George Martin, an unheralded defensive end.
Bill Arnsparger being the head coach, he was certainly a defensive genius. You couple that with the Marty Schottenheimers of the world, who was there at that time as a linebacker coach. We not only had great talent on the field, but we also had pretty good coaching to go along with it.
Look back at 90 years of New York Giants history. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll tell you about Dominic Rogers Cromartie and backpacks as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, Dominic Rogers Cromartie is really into the different kinds of football shoes that he wears. He's a colorful individual, but he also understands the importance of education. And this past season, DRC went back to school with his backpack campaign.
We are thrilled to be here today. We've got a special guy who's the founder of Dream Builders right here in New York, Dominic Rogers Cromartie.
We have PS15, one of the schools involved in the backpack giveaway. You know, these kids are less fortunate, you know, and many times don't have the resources to eat. I partner with United Healthcare in building backpacks to help feed them. That's a blessing. Anytime that someone presents that to me, I'm always going to be a part of it. Now, ready to start? All right. Each exercise consists of 5 seconds. So when we start, we got to count to five. All right? Y'all got it?
Yeah.
All right. So the first one, we're just going to get loose. Put your hands to the side and just shake a little bit. Got to shake it out.
I mean, he's just great. He really engages with the kids when he comes out to the events. In September, we had an event out in Brooklyn, and he took the kids through exercises and talked about good nutrition. Same thing he did today, and I think the kids, when they see a role model like Dominique and some other folks that we work with, they really do realize the importance of good nutrition and exercise.
Ready. Here we go. What is the most important meal of the day?
Breakfast.
Right. What are apples, a fruit or a vegetable?
A fruit.
That's right.
It was said that you have great feet.
So this is actually a really important day for our students to be able to meet and speak to someone who's one of their role models, who is sending an important message about healthy eating. It's not a regular visit, but it's really a focused visit that reminds students how important it is to make the right choices and to be successful in life, to be healthy, to be able to participate in sports and other things. We need to treat our bodies correctly.
All right, yeah, you got one more feet, right? You got one more feet, so ready? Go. I think it's very cool to learn at a young age, because if I was young and definitely came to something like this, I'll take something from it. Anytime you listening to a guy that's a pro athlete or whatever you wanted to be, you're going to listen. So I wish I had something like that when I was young.
Thanks to the good work of people like Dominic, we're able to feed over 75,000 students across the country in cities all over the place. And it's a great honor to be here today and to be here with a true giant.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank United Healthcare, you know, and blessings in the backpack and PS 115, you know, everybody that's a part of this for giving me the opportunity to just give back. You know, I think it's always a blessing when you're in a position to help others, you should.
Giants on three.
Giants!
One, two, three.
Giants!
DRC doing good work within the community and stressing education. Another guy that's got his head on his shoulders is Cullen Jenkins. He's the focus of this week's Off Guard.
Probably have to be Nintendo once we get it. Probably Flash. Maybe Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Family Guy. Will Ferrell. Eva Mendez. Lionel Richie, hello. Not the best.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's time for our Sports Injury Journal, presented by Hospital for Special Surgery. Dr. Kelly takes a look at one of the very important areas for a professional athlete, the hip injury.
I'm Dr. Brian Kelly. I'm an associate orthopedic attending at the Hospital for Special Surgery. Associate team doctor for the New York Giants. The muscle injuries, the strains to the hamstrings and the hip flexors are pretty common in the speed position, so your running backs and your wide receivers will most commonly see those. When we see injuries to the inside of the hip joint, the most common position we see that in is the offensive lineman. Probably is related to the high flex position that they're forced to be in when they get into their stance. The second most common position for cartilage injuries, which affect the labrum and the cartilage inside the joint, are defensive backs. Again, probably related to the quick rotational maneuvers that they have to subject their hips to, and also the reactive changes that they have to force their hip into when they're trying to track down a wide receiver. So for the muscle strains, a good flexibility and strengthening program is always important. This can range a wide spectrum of recovery time, from a mild strain that can take 7 to 10 days to a severe strain, could take 6 weeks to a rupture, which could require actual surgery, and could take 6 months. For the intra-articular, the hip injuries to the cartilage and the labrum, again, depending upon the severity, these can be things that we can manage throughout the season with a period of rest and possible injections and anti-inflammatories to some cases where the injury is severe enough that they're unable to play and they require surgical intervention, and recovery from surgery for these injuries can take up to 6 months.
That's this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter @Giants, and at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.